AP Update. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev has been sentenced to death. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Tsarnaev showed no reaction as the sentence was read in a Boston courtroom, sitting with his head down slightly, hands folded in front as the jury sentenced him to die by lethal injection. His lawyers had admitted his guilt during the trial, hoping to spare his life during the penalty phase, but Tsarnaev is now due to die, with the sentence coming down exactly 25 months after the bombings.
Framingham, Massachusetts resident Richard Biller was outside the federal courthouse in Boston. He says he's gone back and forth on the death penalty in the case.
Originally, I was in favor of the death sentence, especially when I read about that little kid, Martin Richards. But as time went on, I don't really believe in the death sentence, and I don't see what it accomplishes.
The bombing killed three and wounded more than 260. AP Update.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.